Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of regret? You know, those moments from the past that keep replaying in your head, making you cringe with every loop? Yeah, I've been there. That's why today we're diving into something crucial. Self-forgiveness and letting go of guilt. Because let's be real, dwelling on mistakes is like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube while blindfolded, frustrating, pointless, and it never leads to anything good. Self-forgiveness isn't about excusing bad behavior or forgetting what happened. It's about acknowledging your mistakes, learning from them, and choosing to move forward without letting guilt weigh you down. Think of it like this. Imagine that backpack of regret. Carrying it around is making you heavier, slower, and less able to enjoy the present moment. But self-forgiveness is like dumping that backpack and finally feeling lighter, freer to experience life fully. So, how do we actually ditch those heavy feelings? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you practice self-forgiveness and let go of guilt. 1. Acknowledge your mistakes. This might seem obvious, but it's the first and most important step. Ignoring your mistakes doesn't make them disappear, it just allows them to fester. Take a moment to honestly reflect on what went wrong, and don't shy away from the uncomfortable truth. Remember, owning up to your mistakes is a sign of strength, not weakness. 2. Separate your identity from your actions. Think about this. Are you defined solely by your past mistakes? Of course not. You're a complex individual with good qualities, talents, and aspirations. Remember that one mistake doesn't erase everything else about who you are. 3. Practice empathy and compassion. Imagine how you would talk to a friend who made a similar mistake. Would you berate them? Or would you offer support and understanding? Extend that same kindness and compassion to yourself. Treat yourself with the same empathy you'd offer a loved one. You deserve it. 4. Focus on learning and growth. Mistakes are inevitable, but they don't have to be roadblocks. See them as opportunities for growth and learning. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I avoid making the same mistake in the future? Shifting your perspective from blame to growth is a powerful way to move forward. 5. Make amends where possible. If your actions hurt someone else, sincerely apologize and try to make amends. Taking responsibility for your actions shows that you care about repairing any harm caused. This doesn't mean excusing yourself or expecting forgiveness, but it demonstrates your commitment to making things right. Let me tell you a story about this. Remember how I mentioned carrying around that backpack of regret? Well, a few years back, I did something pretty stupid. I publicly criticized someone without fully understanding the situation. It felt awful afterwards, like I'd kicked myself in the shin with a lead pipe. I spent weeks feeling guilty and embarrassed. But then, I realized I needed to own up to my mistake. So, I apologized sincerely, explained my lack of understanding, and tried to make things right. It wasn't easy, but it felt so much lighter afterwards. I learned a valuable lesson about humility and the importance of seeking clarity before speaking. Self-forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you stumble, but remember to be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a dear friend. And never forget, you are worthy of forgiveness, both from others and most importantly, from yourself. So take what you learned today and put it into action. Think about a past mistake that's been weighing on you. Acknowledge it, learn from it, and choose to let go of the guilt. You deserve to be free. Share your thoughts with me on social media. I'd love to hear how practicing self-forgiveness is impacting your life. And remember, until next time, keep striving for clarity and confidence.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.